From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Week 4 starts tonight with the Lions going to Green Bay. And if I am not mistaken, and I'm not because I remember watching this game, vividly, the Lions spoiled the Packers' party at Lambeau Field in the final day of the regular season a year ago. Nobody thought that would happen. That was the Aaron Rodgers walking off the field arm in arm with Randall
consoling
Cobb.
Consoling him, yeah.
Right? They were like consoling each other, I thought. And you kind of recognize that it was over for Aaron in Green Bay. And there's a lot of tangled webs here. But the Lions are back at Lambeau Field, and they just might be the better team. They are favored in the game. Bridget Condon, NFL Network. We'll talk about that. She's based in Los Angeles. I know she covers the Chargers. I want to find out if Brandon Staley's trying to get himself fired. We got stuff to talk about with my friend Bridget Condon. How are you?
I'm great. It is great to hear your voice.
Oh,
I've been thinking about you guys, seeing all those tweets that the Canes are back. I'm in Raleigh. I miss it.
All right. Well, you're welcome all the time. I can hook you up.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Take you up.
I'd love to see you up here. All right, let's get to tonight's game first. I was a little surprised at the fact that Green Bay is a home underdog to the Lions. Not that you care about that, but it is a little surprising. I have really liked what I have seen from Jordan Love. Where are the Packers at this point, and how do you see tonight?
Yeah, I think tonight is a huge game for both of these teams, especially with the Bears and Vikings both starting 0-3. This game is going to be pivotal when you're talking about an NFC North champion. You know, you want to get the first win. Obviously, what the Lions did to them last season, keeping the Packers out of the playoffs, Aaron Rodgers' last game at home left a sour taste in a lot of the Packers' mouths. They remember that. But I think Jordan Love has surprised a lot of people. And then tonight he gets running back A.J. Dillon and his wide receiver Christian Watson back. That's going to be huge for this Packers team. And Jordan Love's ability to add the deep game. It's going to, you know, the Lions are going to have to respect them in the passing game. But this is also, on the flip side, this is a chance for the Lions to say, hey, we're good. We are the better team. We're going to come into Lambeau and we're going to show you. We don't care about this Cinderella story with Jordan Love. We're the better team. I think if whoever wins, it's going to speak volumes across the league, whichever team comes out.
It's funny. We're sitting here and everybody's hot taking up about Bryce Young versus CJ Stroud or whatever. And the value of watching. And in the fourth quarter, heck, if Jordan Love didn't show a little bit of Aaron Rodgers magic with some sidearm throws, some surprises. He made some great throws. He wasn't always great in the game, but he was great in the fourth quarter.
It's something about the Packers and these quarterbacks, right? Like, just when you think it's downhill for the Packers, I don't know. They produced another, not saying that he's a Hall of Fame quarterback right now or anything like that. But look, things are going well for them, a lot better than anybody could have anticipated. And it really is similar to a Bryce Young in the way that he kind of feels like a rookie, right? Even though this is his, what, third, fourth year in the league, this is the first time he's had the reins of the team. So I'm excited to see what he can do, especially against this Lions team that's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Love gets drafted. Aaron Rodgers wins back-to-back MVPs. So we're thinking that, well, they're going to get rid of him and keep Rodgers. And then after last year, Rodgers was dealing with some injuries as well. But Jordan Love certainly does look like it's his time. And it would be great if he was around for another 10 and just to do the exact same thing.
If this worked out, they hit the jackpot.
Again.
And whoever is doing their assessments of these draft picks, people need to be calling his phone.
All right, we're going to get to some other games here, but I'm curious because I know you are based in Los Angeles and you see a lot of the Chargers, and I know you're out of practice. I know I just saw a video you did with Austin Eckler maybe coming back to play, and obviously the Chargers need him. But going into the offseason, I think a lot of people thought that Brandon Staley might get fired. And then I can't really explain. I understand he likes to go for it, but with, like, I don't know, minutes something left and a 4-point lead.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Protesters and supporters alike are lined up outside the United States Supreme Court this afternoon as a decision in the most hotly debated case in years is set to be delivered.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade.
Sir, I graduated the top quarter of my class.
We just don't have a spot for you.
Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
My chief qualification being, I'm uncontroversial.
You know how we both ended up on the Supreme Court?
Politics.
Damn right.
This may be the longest of shots, but it's also the last chance for a lot of women.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
I'm trying to get you to stand for something, man. Now go to it.
Listen to Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going for it on your own 24 seems like a guy who wants to lose his job. What are your thoughts on that?
All right, look, listen, there's a lot of different ways to look at this. One thing I love about Brandon Staley is Brandon Staley is going to be Brandon Staley. He does not care what you think he should do.
Right.
He is going to stick to that plan. And, you know, the win probability would have gone up. I mean, it did go up when they decided to go for it. If they get that first down, the game's over,
yep.
Right? And so all these coaches say, we just need 1%, right? 1% more, and we can win the game. He's telling his team, I believe in you. Justin Herbert, I believe in you guys. Get this done, and then we win the game, right? Like, the safe move would have been to punt it away, and I think the Vikings almost lost them the game more than the Chargers won it. Well, I mean, yes. You know, the Chargers defense did get that interception at the end, right? So I think credit goes to both. But, I mean, Brandon Staley, he is a stick-to-his-plan kind of guy. And if he's looking and saying, all right, well, the win probability is going to go up if we go for it, and if we get it, game's over, that's all he's thinking about. And he doesn't care about – he does not care that everybody on Twitter is saying, you should get fired for that. And here's the thing. I think I respect that. I think there are a lot of decisions that he's made that people don't like. And not to say one is right or wrong, but in this instance, I do agree with his thought process of, if we get this, the game's over, versus you can punt and then what's going to happen? You know, like, maybe they drive down. Like, for example, if they punted and even if they got it down to, like, the 2-yard line, right? Isn't that what would happen with Deion Sanders' team? They marched 98 yards. Not saying it's the same, but they marched 98 yards to score a touchdown. So, like, what would people be saying if they punted and then the Vikings marched however many yards down the field and scored?
Do you think
people would have been saying, like, he should have just gone for it? It was 4th-and-1.
I think you're right in that it would be wrong to coach based on how talk radio might react, right?
Right.
Right. Sometimes, though, you can fall in love with... And no, like, I agree with you. I respect the fortitude it took to put your team in that position. But at some point, the win probability doesn't take into all the other factors, the fact that the Chargers weren't very good at running the ball, and that Minnesota's offense, while not great, is good enough to go 24 yards in a minute 40 or whatever. But look, I'm glad. I want the Chargers. I thought the Chargers would make the playoffs. It was nice to see them finally get a win. Hopefully they get Austin Eckler back, and we know Mike Williams is out. But maybe Quentin Johnston, the wide receiver out of TCU, will be good. All right, let me get to this. Who would you rather have, Miami's offense or San Francisco's defense?
This is such a hard question.
Thank you.
And I hate that you're putting me on the spot here, because how can you not pick Miami's offense when they just put up 70 points?
Love it.
But then you see a game like... I don't know. Like, I want the 49ers defense. Why can't we make a team with both? Why isn't that the right answer? Because you see a situation where the Patriots almost had a chance there late in the game to beat the Dolphins. Of course, you know, they scored way more points week three against the Broncos than they did against the Patriots. But if you're going up against a better defense, you want your defense to be able to not allow any team score, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. What is the right answer? What would you pick? I would pick Niners defense.
I would too, because I think the Niners also have a very good offense, and I am not 100% sold yet. I am curious. I want to talk to Mercury Morris and find out if he would be okay with the Dolphins going 17-0 and then winning the Super Bowl. They'd have to keep that champagne on ice. Right? They would have to keep. Would it be okay if the Dolphins broke the Dolphins record? Although my understanding with Mercury Morris is that nobody can ever be better, because they won all of their games, and that's the best anybody could do is tie them. All right, let me ask you this question, because I know that you're dialed in, because I'm dialed into it. Not really. So Taylor Swift is apparently going to be at MetLife Stadium on Sunday night for the Chiefs' visit to take on the punchless Jets. Can we start? Can we make the name? Can we combine Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's name? How would we do that?
I think the Swifties have already done it, but I'm thinking something like trailer.
Wait a second. I don't think we want to do trailer.
Okay, fine. All right.
I don't know why I found it so funny, but I find that hysterical. Oh my gosh.
Davis?
Something like that. Something like that. So
I know that they've got it figured out. I haven't dialed into that, because I think I've been so obsessed with the Swifties helping each other break down football. And I love this, because there is a disconnect with me and some of my friends. They're like, what do you do? I don't understand. Like, I know you do something with football, but now I'm like, all right, guys, here are the rules. Let's start watching football, because it is the best reality show on television. And I want, you know, when you're just so passionate about the NFL because of all the crazy things that go on.
Right.
And then people on the outside, they don't know. They don't understand why. Like, this means so much. And I love it. I love that we're all coming together as one, thankfully, because of Taylor Swift. This is America. She's America. Travis Kelce's America. The America sweethearts are getting together, and we're going to watch the American game in the NFL.
Did you see that Travis Kelce jersey sales went up 400%?
That is crazy. 400%. And I think following on Instagram went up drastically. Yep. The podcast is the number one across the nation. Travis Kelce... I mean, man, he is rising. I know you've seen the TikTok trend of girls telling their boyfriends that Taylor Swift put Travis Kelce on the map. Like, this is just such a fun time. We're all coming together as one. Who thought that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift would be what brought America together?
What a time to be alive.
Except for all the guys in my DM saying, stop talking about Taylor Swift, please. So, sorry for them.
Bridget Condon, NFL Network, at Bridget Condon on Twitter. I appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend. And hey, look, if you're if you want to come to a Canes game, hit me up.
All right. I'm going to take you up on that. You guys have fun this weekend. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Bridget Condon here on the Adam Gold Show. Man, who knew? Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. It must be a deal.
Yeah.
Trailer.
Yeah. The Swifties are going to be mad about that one.
Wait a second. We don't have to go there.
From iHeart Podcast, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.